Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Haskell, Healdsburg, California, December 8, 1887. Portions of this letter are published in 3BIO 377, 12MR 210 to 211. Elder Haskell, Dear Brother, I have written letters to you, but did not send them, thinking we should find someone to go to England. Thought I would wait a little longer, as no one seems to appear in this part of the world. The decision was made to recall Brother and Sister Robinson from Africa. This, I think, is the only thing that can be done, and we hope this movement may relieve the situation. I am sorry that Brother and Sister Ings cannot remain and have good health in England, but we did not expect they would be able to stay in England through the winter. Now the winter is about half gone, so you see how fast time flies. We have had much anxiety for Mary White, but we have made her case a special subject of prayer, and believe, yes, we do rely wholly on the promise of God. The blessing of God rested upon us, and we shall see of His salvation. He will not go back on His word. I do want her help so much. I know Miss Eliza Burnham, and I think they do not give her any chance to get hold there. She could do all here that she does there. Most of her time is occupied in teaching Elder Israel's children. Byron Belden and wife have no better chance to be furnished with work other than in the office a very small portion of their time. I am planning to do a large work this winter, and I think I shall tell them in Australia to let my help come back. I had Eliza come to California to help me, and I gave her up through your and Elder Butler's solicitation. She is not appreciated in Australia, and I need her talent very much, and should appreciate her help above gold. Marion Davis is still on Volume 4. I hope it will be finished ere long, and she go back to Volume 1 again. I cannot have her with me to advise and counsel in my work. I can obtain enough mechanical workers, but although they have education and might tax the brain power if they would, they will not do it. So I must take feeble, weak ones who seem to have one foot on the borders of the grave. But then will not these caretakers, these feeble ones, who put brain and soul into their work, have a precious reward? What a harvest they will reap by and by. And those who have refused to improve their talents will meet with an eternal loss. Well, I am troubled with many cares and burdens. I am much perplexed. I know not what to do first. I think Eliza will have to be recalled. She was not sent to Australia to teach school, but to act efficiently in the editing of the paper. Well, our meeting is ended. I have said and done all in my power to arouse the people to act in reference to Europe. I know that I have not labored in vain. Many have given of their means, and we will trust in the Lord still. I hope to hear from you, my brother, and I hope that the meetings we have had and all that we have said will counteract the impressions made upon the minds that but little firm work has been done in England, and that their means has been sent across the water for naught, that it would have been better if nothing had been done. It has cost us a tremendous effort to place the work in its true character before the people, and especially before Brother Henry. In the conference, it was voted to send $1,000 in publications to England. Brother Henry opposed it, and I had to give a most decided testimony in favor of this, and the vote was carried over his head. He favored the Review and Herald's giving $1,000 to the African mission, but opposed the other. Remainder missing.